This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And I don't know how familiar Steve Scully is with social media, but he did this publicly. He tweeted right at Anthony Scaramucci and said, "Should I respond to Trump?" Scaramucci writes back, "Ignore. He's having a hard enough time. Some more bad stuff about to go down." So there's a plot and a plan. Nice to know.
I don't know about this question of whether or not he tweeted something out. I do know, and you probably pick up on it in a minute, that he was hacked.
Right.
He's been talking to Scaramucci. He was hacked. That it didn't happen.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A president's fitness for office must be determined by science and facts. This is not about President Trump, but he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents.
She's gone crazy. She's a nut job. But this 25th Amendment, I think they put it in so they can get Kamala in replacement.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
That was the first thing I thought of.
This is a person who is ready on day one to be president of the United States of America.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
State and federal charges against 13 members of two militia groups who were preparing to kidnap and possibly kill me. Hate groups heard the president's words not as a rebuke, but as a rallying cry.
Very faked it.
Trump is not your friend, dude. He's a tyrant.
Unchained and unstoppable.
You don't hear about any of this stuff. They don't want to talk about it. But I'll tell you the amazing thing, the one thing I really have learned. The people of our country are smarter than the people that cover them.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
Finally, all these years later, from when Donald Trump at a campaign rally in 2016 asked the Russians, as a joke, to release Hillary Clinton's emails, we have breaking news this afternoon. Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, said he has recovered the emails.
What is the state of this investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails at the State Department?
So, Danny, you'll remember, I was close to this even when I was a member of Congress, when I served on the Benghazi Committee now, what seems like a little bit time ago. We've got the emails. We're getting them out. We're going to get all this information out so the American people can see it. You'll remember.
Oh, who wants to look at that stuff? It's all about yoga appointments and Chelsea Clinton's wedding.
And besides, at this point, what difference does it make?
Yes, I know, exactly. It's interesting, the president was on yesterday with Maria Bartiromo, and he was complaining about the fact that Pompeo hadn't coughed up these 30,000, I don't know how many he's got. There were 33,000 missing emails, and she took the bleach bit to the computers. She had actually hammered the devices themselves to make sure that nothing could be tracked down. Because you know you don't want people knowing what your yoga appointments are.
Did she throw wine glasses at them too?
Ashtrays.
Yeah, and a lamp or two, I guess, when the ashtrays not as available as they used to be. So today the president was complaining again on Rush Limbaugh's show when he was there for his virtual rally for 2 hours. And so guess what? Just after President Trump hung up the phone, there was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying, "Here they are.
Hey, Howie.
Here they are."
By the way, Trump did a great job. He did. That radio gold.
He did. That was a great appearance. He was very relaxed. You know, people were giving him grief last night, saying he coughed a couple of times when he was on Sean's show. But, you know, hey.
You know how many times Joe Biden coughs during one of his rallies, and he's not even sick?
I know.
Hillary Clinton was a coughing machine. Speaking of, as someone who's planning a wedding, I just cannot wait to, you know, really delve into those emails about Chelsea's wedding, because they must have been, you know, so informative that she had to bleach bit them. They're going to be life-changing for me.
The for so many people.
For so many people. This is exciting news. This has been a very good Friday.
Well, as Taylor said, we would prefer to see some indictments from the U.S. Attorney for Connecticut, John Durham. But, you know, we'll take this as a consolation prize.
Honestly, I hate this expression, but beggars can't be choosers. And at this point with the government, we are beggars.
Yeah.
They disappoint us over and over and over again. But I have to always point out, because my dad called me this morning, he's talking about the Steve Scully tweet, and he's saying to me, now he's saying he's been hacked. Can they even, how is he going to prove that? Are they going to do it? Here's the thing, guys. Sometimes you just got to take it as a win. Steve Scully is so thoroughly embarrassed by that tweet. If you missed it, he tweeted at Anthony Scaramucci, should I respond to Trump? In classic old man fashion.
A lot of people don't know the details of this scandal. Okay. Not everybody is obsessed with politics like we are.
Okay, let me break it down. So Steve Scully is the objective reporter who is going to be moderating or was going to be moderating the C-SPAN debate. We're going to have to use a lot of air quotes in this. Okay, he also used to be an intern for Joe Biden, which, I mean, more power to you. That's not a job anyone would want.
And then he went to work for our own, the hero of Chappaquiddick, Senator Edward Moore Kennedy.
Yes, he's worked for some lions in the Senate.
Yes.
So let's break this down. A lot of people were suspicious of how good he was going to be as far as, you know, not being super biased and whatever.
Could he be as impartial as Susan Page and the son of Mike Wallace, as President Trump now refers to him, refusing to use his own first name?
The bar was set so high by Chuck Wallace that we were worried for Steve. But here's the thing. Steve decided last night to get some advice from another anti-Trump crazy man, Anthony Scaramucci.
Anti-Trumpster.
Who you guys probably remember because I believe he was White House press secretary for 11 days.
Yeah. We actually were at the White House, the mailroom manager and I, the day he was appointed. We saw him coming out. He's a little short guy.
Yeah.
And we offered him one of our T-shirts, something, I don't know, it was a very incendiary T-shirt. And he said, I don't know if I should be taking this the first day. But, you know.
An ethical man, he is.
And then 10 days later, he was gone.
And you were like, I'm so glad I didn't give him that T-shirt.
That's right.
We made $15 off that.
Right. But so now Anthony Scaramucci, as the mooch, as they call him, he is a rabid anti-Trumpster. I'll just read you a couple of his recent tweets.
Wait, but can we just explain to people that if you actually, you know what, read the tweets because it explains it pretty well.
Trump wants chaos. It's not about winning the election. It's about avoiding jail. That was a couple of days ago, 3 days ago. Would you let your children near the COVIDiot, Donald Trump. The president is unwell. Those are just a few.
And I'm not comparing. This comparison is not meant to compare Rudy Giuliani and Anthony Scaramucci because I love Rudy and I think he's brilliant. But what I will say is this. Steve Scully sending a message asking advice from Anthony Scaramucci would be like Chris Wallace sending Rudy Giuliani a message before a debate. That's the level of how far left Anthony Scaramucci is. Now, the worst part of the whole thing is that, and I said this before, in classic old man fashion, he meant
to... I'm taking that personally.
You should be, Howie. You should be taking it very personally because honestly, the first thing I thought when I saw this tweet was, wouldn't put it past Howie to send a private DM and think it was...
I don't do DMs.
DMs are not good.
Anything like that.
Because honestly, just send someone a text message. If it's that personal and private, send it in a text. So he sends the DM saying, should I respond to Trump? Because Trump's been bashing him, saying how not on the level it's going to be. Then it gets so much better. He realizes it. Again, old man status. Hours later. It takes hours. I'm sure like his kids' phones are blowing up, his wife's phone. He doesn't figure it out for hours.
Carlos Danger empathizes with him.
And you know what he did, Howie, which I kind of respect because I did this once too. One time I sent a text to a guy that I meant for my friend and it was about the guy, but I sent it to him. And when I realized what I had done, I threw my phone across the house because I just thought that would fix everything. rather than just delete the tweet, he deleted his entire account. So his account went down. He thought that would fix it. You know when you panic and you go, just delete it.
If he was not guilty, would there have been a need to delete his entire account, Grace? I'm just speculating here.
Right. The Democrat standard is if you have nothing to hide, then why would you delete your Twitter account? So then what happened was everyone was obviously, you know, making
fun. Cunningham has also expressed sympathy.
Well, he's been a victim
of Steve Scully's.
Several hackers in his time.
That's right.
He's a hack expert. So then what happened was he deleted his account. Then he reinstated his account. And now they're saying he was hacked. And C-SPAN actually put out an official statement saying he was hacked, which is such a joke. Like, we always say this about Democrats. We say they're either very evil or they think we're very stupid. And the truth is, Howie, they think we're so stupid that at this point I just have to laugh. The level of dumb that they think we are.
Officer Marcus stopped in here to visit us today, and he said, just texted me, hey, Steve Scully, Carlos Danger called and wants his excuses back. Jory Reid wants her excuses back, too. I wanted, can they fingerprint these kind of hacks in an internet sort of way to find out if these are the same hackers who
they can trace it back to the IP address in most cases.
Jory Reid. It could. I Inspector Carr is not baffled by this. I think this is a recurring pattern. I think these are the same hackers who got Jory Reid.
It reminds me
and
of
Carlos Danger. Time-traveling hacks, and Cal Cunningham.
For Honest Howie's cyber investigations.
It reminds me of when someone gets accused of something and they plead insanity. Like, there's no way to really prove that they're faking it, but we know you're faking it. Glitches don't exist. It's 2020. Yeah. Hacking, come on.
But why did our friend Sean Spicer say he believed the story?
I'm going to have a discussion about Sean. I mean, with Sean
too.
About that.
Come on, Carl.
Come on. We were born at night, but we weren't born last night. Right. Okay, guys.
Carl and John, did you just fall off a turnip truck coming into town? Come on. I recently had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded once again of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a situation right now where a lot of people still don't want to go back into the city. Perfect Smiles is made for you if you feel that way. It's conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, just off the main highway. Parking is free and plentiful. I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols that the Perfect Smiles has taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. And actually, some of the protocols make it even a more pleasant experience to get your mouth worked on than before. Believe it or not, that's the truth. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles, change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the Trash Man, but we'll call him Captain Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Was debate moderator and former Joe Biden intern Steve Scully's Twitter hacked?
No, it was not. I'm not waiting for the results of the investigation.
I'm going to say no, it was not.
8% say yes, it was hacked.
I think our poll was hacked. That's too high.
I think they misread and we were asking, is he a hack? And they responded yes.
By the way, guys, our Eat Impure Pain Cream. Okay, so Howie is always promoting this because he falls down. sometimes on his bicycle, or he had that football injury, which, you know, we all know he was, like Joe Biden, a huge football player in his heyday. So he needs pain cream, and he swears by Eden Pure. They've been running a deal all week, a BOGO promotion, but today is the last day. It ends today, but you can still get it. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com with code word Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. You can see the size of this bottle. It's very good size. A lot of people message me, Howie, and they ask for the website. So make sure you get it today, guys, because it's not going to last long. In other news,
I want to play. We have a cut from Steve Scully. He's talking about his the fact that his Twitter account was hacked. Cut 21.
Look, this is this campaign is not about my personal life, and I appreciate your question. The campaign is about the people of North Carolina.
You said about the night you won the primary, you said this is about the truth in North Carolina. Do you think you owe voters a truthful, full explanation of what's happened over the last several months?
The truth I was speaking about then and I'm speaking about now are the issues that affect the lives of the people of this state, about health care, about building a stronger economy, about getting this virus defeated, and about making sure that the voices of North Carolina are heard in Washington.
I'm sorry, that was a mistake. See, we thought that was Steve Scully. That was actually Democrat Senate candidate Cal Cunningham explaining his problem with texts, not tweets, between him and his girlfriend. And we still don't have the text from his mistress who he was cheating on with his girlfriend.
Say what you want about Bill Clinton, but he didn't have two mistresses.
I'm sure he did.
Is that the plural?
That would be the plural, okay. But he definitely had the plural.
Well, not that we found out about in the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't Monica Lewinsky very very jealous of Elizabeth Mondale?
Oh, geez, Louise. These Democrats, they never fail to disappoint.
They're touching everything but the third rail,
indeed,
as we used to say.
Howie, so yesterday I announced that every single day we are going to take all of our new email subscribers, put them in a pool, pick a winner. The winner is going to get two Kennedy Babylons, Kennedy Babylon 1 and 2, a t-shirt, and a What Really Happened. And our winner from yesterday was Paul Pavlich. So congratulations, Paul. And guys, don't forget, if you fill in your email today, it drops down when you go on the website, you will be entered to win. And I'll probably announce that one on Monday when we're in sunny Palm Beach.
That's good. That's good. So go to HowieCarshow.com and get on the email list, and you might win some nice prizes.
Yeah, so Trump was on today. Obviously, he was your lead-in, Howie, and he was on with Rush Limbaugh. He did a great job. I loved what his quote that we played in the first hour. Taylor, do we have that bleeped out? I'd like to play it again for people who didn't hear it the first time.
He was very relaxed, as you can tell, by his choice of words here. And we're not...
And Iran knows that, and they've been put on notice. If you f*** around with us, if you do something bad to us, we are going to do things to you that have never been done before.
Well, now, Howie, what do you think John Kerry thought when he was listening to that?
He was saying, just hang on. We've got some very good polls here, and it's going to be Joe Biden, and we're going to send over another pallet of $1.5 billion as soon as Dementia Joe is inaugurated as the 46th president.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because Trump also hit on the 25th Amendment situation that's happening with Nancy Pelosi. And he repeated a theory that's been floated around a lot, which is she's not worried about Trump anymore. She's prepping for if Joe Biden wins, they can pull out the 25th Amendment and then put Kamala in as president.
Yeah, Trump put out a tweet about that this morning, and then he mentioned it again at his virtual rally on Rush Limbaugh's show.
But something I saw on Twitter that I thought was really, really interesting was, now she's talking about the 25th Amendment. We have all of this stuff going on. Joe Biden won't say whether or not he will pack the Supreme Court. The more he won't say it, the more of a story it becomes. And the thing I have to ask is, what is the Democrats' internal polling showing if this is how they're behaving? Because if they really were ahead 16 points, don't you think they would just be kind of skating in?
Yeah, gliding.
Gliding.
Yeah, I don't think they're really ahead like they are. Mark Simone on WOR was saying today that the Trump internal polls truly show him ahead. I hope so. It's definitely not 16 points, though. We'll be right back. I'm Howard Carr.
Mm-hmm. live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Donald Trump was on with Rush Limbaugh today for 2 hours on his radio show. It was great entertainment. And the president has said he wants to get back out on the campaign trail this weekend in some of the swing states, the battleground states like Florida, Pennsylvania. And joining us now on the line is Katrina Pearson. She's a senior advisor for the Trump campaign. Katrina, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
Have we have they firmed up any dates or any locations? Or are there going to be any rallies this weekend or not?
Well, I haven't heard of any rallies, but there has been a confirmation from the White House that there's going to be an event Saturday. The president's going to give remarks to a group on the balcony. That information, I believe, is subtly getting out there. But that is a White House event, not necessarily a campaign event. And to your point, the president absolutely is ready to get out on the campaign trail.
And now, what's the latest, speaking of perhaps there's an update or two, what's the latest on the presidential debate commission? Are there any negotiations going on for the debate, the so-called town hall next week, or is that pretty much in limbo now?
Well, you know, it continues to be in limbo, but the campaign and the president himself have made it very clear. The president wants to debate. The positions have cleared him to get back out there. And the debate commission suddenly wants to change the rules. I mean, if you remember, back early on when the campaign had asked the debate commission to add an additional debate earlier due to COVID, the traditional campaigning essentially had been suspended for months. And the people have a right to hear from both candidates prior to the first ballot being cast, which made a lot of sense. But the debate commission refused and kept everything intact. And all of a sudden, after the vice president's successful debate, now they're willing to change the rules for COVID. So they're just trying to have it both ways. And, you know, we're going to continue to put pressure on them.
How did Steve Scully ever get approved as a debater, having been an intern for Joe Biden? Did somebody on the campaign drop the ball there to let this guy go through? I mean, not that the Susan Page or Chris Wallace were anything to write home about, but I mean, an intern for Joe Biden, how did he sneak through the vetting process?
Well, but I think you already hit the nail on the head. I mean, the pickings are slim. The mainstream media is definitely weighted towards the liberal spectrum. That's not news. But however, we have to get everyone to agree on something. And, you know, I don't know that the extent of the research was into these folks. I do know it could be much worse considering what we deal with on a daily basis. But it's just unfortunate that we have a commission who the people really don't know. And I think maybe in the future we could all do a better job at identifying these people and their backgrounds prior to even being on this commission, if we even need this commission moving forward.
Now, the president has been talking in his interviews with Maria Bartiromo and then with Rush again today, saying he was disappointed in Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for not finding Hillary Clinton's emails, the missing, sometimes the numbers as high as 33,000 from her private email server. And she always claimed, of course, that they were just about Chelsea's wedding and her yoga appointments. So this afternoon, Mike Pompeo, after taking a couple of needles from the president, announces that he has found the emails and they're going to be out before the election. I guess you guys have to be pretty happy about that, don't you?
Well, let's see them. You know, I think the whole country wants to see them. And, you know, I'm sure that many people will apologize to Hillary Clinton if they were, in fact, about Chelsea's wedding and her yoga. But I think we all know that you don't use bleach blit and use a private secret server to talk about your daughter's wedding. So I'd like to see that and much, much more.
Governor Whitmer yesterday, they arrested several people who were part of a so-called militia that were going to kidnap her for her draconian lockdowns and her behavior just generally since this thing started. And she was blaming President Trump, basically, for what happened. And now it turns out that at least two of these people who've been arrested have social media pasts where they're viciously attacking the president. At least two of them really, really didn't like the president and told all of their friends and followers that that nobody should ever have anything to do with President Trump. Do you think President Trump is going to bring any of this up, these baseless allegations that Governor Whitmer made against him?
You know, it's unfortunate that she's had to endure something that was, you know, probably very tragic. And it's also unfortunate that she used this opportunity, instead of thanking law enforcement for protecting her and her family, to bash President Trump. I mean, it's truly astounding. This goes to show you that mantra the Democrats always have, never let a good crisis go to waste. She absolutely put this in motion, and it was shameful and also reckless. The president has tweeted about this, mentioned that she should be thanking law enforcement. But when you have an opportunity to have something serious, to try and bring people together, the Democrats do what they always do. They use it to divide people and to sow hate, and then they blame the Republicans for doing exactly what they're doing. So I suspect the president will continue to comment on this, because this is a serious allegation trying to make him responsible for actions that she made, and also for people who he has no idea who they are. They're not a part of the campaign. They're not Trump supporters that we're even aware of, to your earlier point. So to go out there and just have this press conference blaming the president for other people's actions is truly remarkable from someone who should be seen as a leader.
Yeah, let me play a cut. This is Brandon Caserta. This is one of the would-be kidnappers, and he's addressing his followers, I guess, on some kind of social media. Cut two.
Trump is not your friend, dude. And it amazes me that people actually, like, believe that, when he's shown over and over and over again that he's a tyrant. Every single person that works for government is your enemy, dude.
There's one of those Trump supporters. He's cleverly disguising his true beliefs, right, Katrina Pearson?
Well, yeah, you know, it sounds a lot like Antifa to me, you know, and when I was reading the DOJ report on this, the statements that they were saying sounded a lot like Antifa, the people who have been trying to ignite a war, the people who want to hurt the government, just the remarks that you just played sounds a lot like Antifa. So, you know, at the end of the day, people see what they see and they hear what they hear. And while the Democrats try to continue to tell people not to believe what they see and hear, I think people are becoming more and more aware of just how far the Democrat Party has left the station and how the media essentially has been covering for them.
Our viewers and listeners are very concerned about the prospects of mail-in ballot fraud in the upcoming election. I know the campaign and the Republican National Committee and the local state parties have been winning a lot of cases in court. Things seem to be going in the right direction, but we still keep coming up with these stories every day. Here's one from Concord, New Hampshire. Michael Lewis, age 47, was arrested in Atlanta, Georgia, pursuant to a warrant. He's charged with casting a ballot in Hooksett, New Hampshire, during the 2016 general election. There are anonymous mailings being sent out to people in coastal New Hampshire from people soliciting ballots. I mean, this is going on. Texas mayoral candidate in Carrollton has been arrested on more than 100 counts of mail-in voter fraud. I mean, this is just, you can pick these stories up every day. I mean, how confident is the campaign that they're going to be able to keep a lid on this thing, given that this appears to be a continent-wide fraudulent voting conspiracy going on?
Yeah, it's definitely a concern, that's for sure. And that's exactly why the campaign has thousands and thousands of people on the ground, thousands of lawyers, war rooms in some states, just to make sure this doesn't happen. You mentioned some of the cases we've been winning in court. We're going to stay in court and make sure that we can protect the integrity of this election. We're going to make sure that we're watching these polls like a hawk. We're going to be ready with hotlines and everything to ensure that this election is definitely a fair one. It's something that the campaign has taken very seriously. because we've seen, you know, within 90 days of an election, suddenly the Democrats are trying to change the rules, trying to pass new laws, and it's just, it's absolutely absurd. So it's definitely a problem. The good news is we have been winning in court, and these cases are becoming public. People are being arrested, which means that system is working.
Yeah, it's just it was just announced that President Trump is having a rally in Sanford, Florida, Monday night at 7 o'clock. So he's going to be maybe it took more than the weekend to set it up, but he's definitely so tonight he's going to be on Tucker Carlson show, and he's going to get an examination from Dr. Siegel, Mark Siegel, and I think that should be another interesting bit of media. In a very interesting media day for the president.
It will be interesting and entertaining, to say the least. You know, the president's very serious about letting the American people know that he's recovering well. And I think that is important because we all saw how the mainstream media was trying to paint this horrible picture when the president was tested positive for COVID. But now he just wants Americans to know I'm still me. I'm fine. I'm functioning, ready to get back on a campaign trail. He's been doing these interviews. He's been calling in, and now he's going to do Tucker tonight with Dr. Siegel, and it should be an interesting night.
What did you think of the New York Times early edition story today saying that the president appeared in front of a green electronic backdrop and that he really wasn't outside the White House? How crazy can these people get, Katrina Pearson?
You hear me laughing. I mean, the fake news, New York Times, you know, I mean, it just gets better and better. But guess what? It's just going to get worse and more crazy over the next 25 days. So buckle your seatbelt.
All right. Katrina Pearson, senior advisor for the Trump campaign. Thanks very much for being with us, and give our best to the president. Good luck tonight, Mr. President, in your medical examination on live TV. Eden Pure Pain Cream is continuing their buy one, get one free promotion. Everybody knows that prescription pain relief drugs can be really pricey. My daughter, Carolyn, and I were talking over the weekend about a cold sore cream that we both use that costs $400 without insurance. Eden Pure Pain Cream is all natural. Let me hold it up right now. And it has the strength of a prescription cream. For me, it started working in just 2 minutes. I've been using it on my bad leg for weeks, and I really noticed the difference. Eden Pure Pain Cream gives you prescription power pain relief with no prescription, no addictions, no bad side effects. Eden Pure Pain Cream relieves pain from arthritis, joints, back pain, and in my case, leg pain from an old injury. Eden Pure Pain Cream is so powerful, it has 99.2% customer satisfaction. Last week, one of our VIPs asked for a tube of the pain cream that I hold up. Of course, I couldn't say no. Now you can get a free tube, too, with BOGO. Buy one, get one. The BOGO promotion has been a big success, and Eden Pure is continuing the special for the pain cream, but the special is ending very soon. Buy one today. Buy one, get one free. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's one word, Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com with code Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
The Latino community in the United States of America and their the GDP, the wealth that they generate nationwide, if we just took just the Latino population, you'd be the eighth largest economy in the world, in the United States.
The eighth largest economy in the world, in the United States. You don't say. May we quote you on that, Mr. Vice President? I think he's in
I'm the most wealthy man in the studio in my square foot.
Mr. Vice President, do you take that 21st Amendment Commission personally? 25th Amendment. I'm thinking the 21st. I think that was the repeal of Prohibition. All right. 802. We get these texts like this all the time, what I'm about to read you. I just received today our second ballot for my wife and myself. Plus, my sister got another set of ballots for her household, too. This is in Essex Junction, Vermont. I mean, it's going on all over the place. They're sending out ballots that are being lost in the mail. I think in Pennsylvania, 58,000 ballots are missing. They were supposedly sent out days ago, and they haven't shown up anywhere. And they're blaming the contractor, and one of the town clerks in Massachusetts is being blamed because they sent out mail-in ballots with instructions to return it before September 1st. Which is the primary date in Massachusetts. So, I mean, this is just going on all over the country. And if this doesn't turn out to be a disaster, it'll be a miracle. Kay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kay.
Hi, Howie. I was listening to Donald Trump on Rush's show today,
right.
And I just thought he sounded frustrated and angry, and there was nothing positive. Everything was just. He just sounded defeated, and I'm just getting to the point now where I don't know that he's going to be able to pull this out. He just doesn't sound like his self when he was, you know, campaigning in 16.
Well, I think, you know, he sounded to me like the way he talks when he's in a private setting. You know, it reminded me of when I've talked to him at Mar-a-Lago or places,
Mar-a-Lago.
And I didn't think he was bad at all, Kay. But let's see how he is when he's in that at that rally Monday night. I guarantee you he'll be all amped up. And if he can work it out to get to another rally sometime Saturday or even Sunday, I think maybe probably not Sunday, but Saturday. I think he's going to be okay, Kay. And that's good advice though. He's got to stay positive. There's no question about that. But I mean, if you got pummeled like he's gotten pummeled every day for 5 years around the clock, I mean, you might show some frustration too, don't you think?
Oh no, I'm not saying that he doesn't have reason to be angry and frustrated. I'm angry and frustrated, but that's not what won him the White House.
Right.
What won him was the positive vision, and that's what he's got to recapture, I think. And I think he's got to find a way to have a debate where he can let Joe dribble on. And,
I think there's going to be one more debate. It's not going to be Steve Scully, and it's not going to be in Miami, and I don't know if they're going to call it a town hall or not, but I think there is going to be one more debate, and I would be very surprised to see him fumble the opportunity away. Thanks for the call, Kay. Harry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Harry.
I identified that fly on Pence's head. It's a brain eater fly. That's why it didn't go on Harris's head. It would have starved to death.
Thanks for the call, Harry. A lot of jokes being made about that pesky fly, as they said in the USA Today poll. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I was wondering, all the nicknames they keep coming up with, when are they going to come up with Lazarus 2020 for Trump?
I think that nickname will have to wait until November 4th after he's won the election, Paul. Thanks for the call. Janie, you're next with Howie Carr. Ray rose from the dead, Lazarus, for those of you who aren't up on your biblical terminology. Go ahead, Janie.
Hi, Howie. Really like your show.
Thank you.
I just called in to say it's time that Hillary and our little friends get their orange jumpsuits.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen, Janie. I wouldn't get my hopes up too high. I don't think they're going to get any of these people, but I'd at least like to see her embarrassed. And I surely hope there's a lot of good stuff in these emails that Secretary of State Pompeo said today that they have recovered. And I guess Bleachbit isn't the miracle product that everyone claimed it was back in 2016, if those emails still exist, right? I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm Howie Carr.